Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
92.9 ESPN. Now, 92.9 FM ESPN presents Memphis's biggest columnist.
You ain't got to do nothing on what. You ain't writing nothing. No, you ain't. Ain't writing nothing. I ain't letting him write. He ain't getting no interviews.
It's the award-winning Jeff Calkins from the Daily Memphian and the Jeff Calkins Show.
I'm not going to get no interview. I know. I'm good.
On 92.9 FM ESPN.
Gentlemen, this is something they call a groundbreaker. So let me first apologize to the shots and the ties for your makeup. Cause I'll make you ugly as soon as it drops. We're on a rampage, bubbles popping up before you know it. There's rubble in the cause we'll be pushing it up. Somebody say you
everybody, happy Friday. Let's see. Today on the radio show, Jason Smith is going to join us in the next segment. Chris Harrington is going to join us straight up at 10 o'clock. Big day today for all kinds of reasons. But Jeffrey, did you notice walking into the studios today, there were bunny footprints around. And then I found an egg.
I found this.
What do you what? How in the world?
And yes, that is as creepy as it sounds.
It is a let me see it. Hold it up higher. It's a little bunny rabbit.
It looks like the it's the type of bunny that if it came to life in a horror movie would definitely kill you.
It would 100% kill you. So did you bring that or did you find that?
Do you really think I brought that?
So it was just sitting on your...
Yeah. I'm pretty sure Pam from the river, I think she's always our holiday decorator.
I see. Well, I appreciate...
Pam loves holidays.
I appreciate the sentiment and I appreciate the candy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I opened up the egg.
Uh-huh.
And there was a chocolate bunny rabbit and there was a Hershey Kiss.
Mm-hmm.
And there were two Hershey Kisses. That's it. A chocolate bunny rabbit and so the question is,
that appears to be what's in all the eggs.
Well, what are the there's a whole category, it turns out, and I don't really think about it, of Easter candy, right? There's Easter candy.
But yeah, there's a subgenre of candy
called Easter, Easter candy. And do you have a guess as to what it is? It is 100% universal as to what the best Easter candy is. If you most of these surveys settle on one Easter
chocolate
candy.
Bunnies.
Well, it's interesting. It is interesting because the survey that I just called up,
mm-hmm.
the hollow chocolate rabbit,
yeah,
that's not really good. It's just traditional. They actually had it as
number
one.
It's better than Peeps, which is traditional.
Peeps, in this particular ranking, 16.
Yeah,
of 16.
And that's still too high.
Peeps are pathetic.
Yes.
Peeps.
The
are,
only way that they should be 16th is if there's only 15 ranking.
There's only 15 ranking. So Peeps are pathetic. But I think it's obvious what the best Easter candy is. And it's...
The Cadbury egg?
No, that's up there. The Reese's peanut butter egg.
Mm.
It's like a peanut butter cup, only it's an egg. Isn't that the best?
I guess it's just chocolate. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm fine. Like,
and it is actually chocolate and peanut butter.
I know, but here's the thing.
If it were just chocolate,
you know what we talked about?
It wouldn't be a Reese's peanut butter cup egg.
You know how we talked about on Tuesday, I think, with Charles, that Coke people are very snobby and nothing else will do?
Reese's
people are very snobby.
Reese's people are
yes.
snobby?
They,
no, they're down there. No,
because
no,
you're
blue
a Reese's
collar,
person.
Down,
that's exactly
down
what your Reese's person
Americans.
Would say. Yeah, no, that's the same thing.
You think Reese's people are the St. Louis
yes.
Cardinals of candy?
100%. They are,
fans
the,
of
they
candy?
Are the best fans in baseball.
This particular ranking has your hollow bunny
mm-hmm.
as number one, which is the hollow bunny is the moral equivalent of the Thanksgiving turkey. Right? It's
sure. Okay.
It may not be the best candy, but it's the only time you eat it once, and it's a hollow bunny, and you had them when you were a kid.
Sure.
This one had number two, Starburst jelly beans.
Yeah.
I like jelly beans.
It's the Starburst. My whole thing is like,
I don't associate that with Easter.
I just associate that with, like, it's just jelly beans.
Starbursts are delicious. I like Starburst. I like jelly beans. I don't like black jelly beans.
Correct.
But any other kind of jelly beans.
Because licorice sucks.
I like, because licorice sucks. Jeffrey and I don't agree on everything, mm-hmm. but we do agree on certain things. Reese's peanut butter eggs is three. At some point, people aren't that familiar. I didn't know. There's big, chewy Nerds jelly beans.
That's another one. That's
then the Cadbury mini eggs is next. Robin eggs, whatever that is. I think I've seen them around, actually. And then there's the Cadbury caramel egg, which is
are the Robin eggs those, like, ones that like, are wrapped? They're wrapped in,
oh,
like,
no,
the,
they're
the
a little hard
very...
shell. They're slightly little bit of a hard shell. They're cute. They're speckled pink, blue, and white shells. No? This doesn't ring a bell?
Mm.
Then there's the Cadbury caramel egg. Then there's the mini Reese's peanut butter eggs. You can tell it's a niche mm-hmm. product because they, you know... Then there's, okay, well, here you go. Then there's the solid milk chocolate bunny. I'd rather a solid bunny
than
a hollow.
That was the one that I was talking about.
I'd rather a solid than a hollow.
Absolutely. Now, the problem is eating one is.
Oh, no, you can't.
Yeah,
it's a lot.
That's tough.
Then there's, and they're not that delicious. Then there's the foil-wrapped chocolate eggs.
Okay, that was what I was thinking. You were talking about the Robin eggs. But
I see, right. Then there's Brock's marshmallow Easter hunt eggs, whatever those are. I don't know those. Not familiar with those. Then there's the Brock's classic jelly bird eggs. Cadbury cream eggs, chocolate covered marshmallow eggs. Never seen those in my life. They come in an actual egg carton. Russell Stover coconut nest, and then
do not think of Russell Stover
Peeps.
In dessert.
And then the Peeps. Russell Stover makes candy. That's what they do. They make candy. So and then the other.
Oh no, I'm thinking of Stouffer's.
Yeah.
Okay.
The other question
I was
that I
thinking
have,
of lasagna.
The other question I have
mm-hmm.
is. What is the right thing to have as the entree on Easter? And by the way, what do you think most Americans have?
I know the answer to this. I think most Americans are probably doing ham. And I think probably the appropriate answer is lamb. I would also make this argument. It's very easy to screw up lamb. So I'm fine
and
with...
lamb is incredibly expensive. It's more expensive
sure.
than ham. And it's easy to screw up lamb. You're
yes.
talking about a leg of lamb?
Just like most people, I feel like do like the little lamb chops, and they cook very quickly, so you have to really pay attention.
Right.
So
and they're not very they're tiny.
Right.
They're like gold.
Mm-hmm.
I've never cooked a leg of lamb, but
I've done a lamb roast, and I've done the
and we
lamb
had
chop.
Here's the other thing, because we raised sheep when
mm-hmm.
I was a kid.
Yeah, it's kind of a tough thing for you to sit there and go.
No, it wasn't that I really mm-hmm. I wasn't attached. I wasn't like this is little you know. This is a little
lamb chop.
Lucy the lamb that we're eating here. It's not that I didn't. We ate quite a bit of lamb. We often had lamb in the freezer, and I didn't love it. I mean, lamb has its own. It does have its own distinct taste, and I didn't love it. So, but then again, I think ham is wildly overrated. I mean, let's be honest. The best part of a ham is if it's just slathered in candy stuff, you know.
Or if it's
totally candied. But you could take a perfectly good ham and make pork shoulder out of it.
Well,
right?
I was gonna say you can also salt it, preserve it, and turn it into bacon.
Well, that would be fine. That would be fine.
You'll never guess what Charles has got on his counter right now. For Easter candy.
He has Easter candy.
Mm-hmm.
On his counter right yep. now, and he sent you a photo of
it. Yes, I'm telling you, there's a 0% chance you're getting this.
What is it? Oh, no.
Let's hear that guess.
I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Brock's Reds Jelly Bird Eggs.
Brock's Red Jelly Bird.
All Reds, excuse me, Jelly Bird Eggs.
There you go. Well.
There's... He might be the only person might be the only person in my life that has this.
If anyone knows Easter, it's Charles.
There's no question.
There's no question. He is risen indeed.
Mm-hmm. Not yet.
Not yet.
He's fallen today.
Happy Good Friday to all. And Sunday is Easter.
Worthy is the lamb.
However you choose to.
My dad writes in and says lamb is greasy.
Lamb is greasy. Well, there's whole stories out there. Lamb versus ham. Is Easter's traditions changing, right?
The debate we all really needed.
GP once again goes Chick-fil-A nuggets. You know, he's like, well, Chick-fil-A nuggets.
Or prime rib roast.
Yeah, I have a prime rib roast. Whatever. Anyway, we got a busy show today. We got Jason Smith coming up next, then Chris Harrington straight up at 10 o'clock. Think Chris Harrington's ever cooked a leg of lamb? I bet he has.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So how surprised were you?
So do you want to start chronologically? Or do you want to just start with Alabama?
Let's start with the biggest shocker. The biggest shocker was Bama over UNC.
You think that was a bigger shocker though than Clemson over Arizona?
Well, what was the line?
7 and then 4.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Okay. Then I guess I'm not shocked when Arizona disappoints.
Well, I think that's, you know what I mean? That would be my actual point.
Yes.
I feel like I beat everyone to the punch on the Tommy Lloyd train. Like, there's legitimate questions here. It's like this guy, they're the first ever team since we've started seeding that has lost 3 consecutive years to teams seeded 4 spots or higher than them.
4 spots the wrong direction then.
Correct.
3 consecutive years.
Yeah. And last night was not like a, man, look how great Clemson is. It was, wow, Clemson keeps getting a bunch of layups. Wow, Arizona looks very poorly prepared.
Well, it was interesting how you could slice that, because I thought that it was, my God, Brad Bernardo is tremendous. Like,
well, I thought
like
Clemson
he kept
was
dialing up tough plays. And what you saw from Clemson last night was exactly what you saw from Clemson at FedEx Forum.
Yep.
They're experienced. They're tough-minded. Arizona makes their run.
They're undaunted.
There's no panic. They're getting pressured at the end, and they, you know, and Chase Hunter gets the end one. It's
nice defense, by the way.
And then they follow up with his brother getting in. His brother. Like they're going. They're not effing around.
Mm-hmm.
They looked poised. They knew what they were doing. Tough-minded. And by the way, it just does not bother me that they beat that Memphis beat them. It's not like, oh hell, it's so random.
Well, it was a one
it was
point
a two, two it was, point game, I think.
Whatever. It was a last possession game at
Memphis
FedEx Forum.
Barely beat Clemson.
It was a good win. It was the best crowd of the year. Like that was the most fun game.
Yeah.
I think of the year.
It was a great win, and it I think shows the potential that had this Memphis team continued to stick together and develop and get better the way that Clemson has, they could have done something.
Sure.
They did not do those things. Clemson just looks like a tough-minded team, tough-minded, well-coached team, and maybe I was more focused on that when you were more focused on the deficiencies of Arizona. How much of the Arizona stuff just comes down to 5 of 28 from 3, though?
Well, like, if you really want to tie it together with this and the Bama game, I mean, Caleb Love and R.J. Davis were horrible.
Well, that's
last
the
night.
Thing.
I mean, that's the thing. Like,
Caleb Love is 0 for 9, and R.J. Davis is 0 for 9.
Yeah.
And so That is the danger of this damn tournament. It is fun, but these are... I mean,
these were seven-game series.
RJ Davis, in particular, had never had a game this year where he had not hit a three.
Yes.
And he goes 0-for-9, and he had hit, you add 1-3 to their score,
yes,
and they win.
Or maybe a dunk?
Yeah, or maybe a dunk.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll take Clemson, Arizona. That was 77-72. Again, Arizona did make a run, tied it up, and then Clemson just looked as poised or even more poised than they look in FedEx Forum on Sunday.
Yeah, I give them all the credit because I felt like there were several times where you're like, okay, Clemson's just going to die. And much like you said, like we also saw last week at FedEx Forum, like when Baylor started making that run.
Oh, yeah, people like,
I kind of thought Clemson was going
to
collapse.
Seemed like Clemson was out of it.
Because they've also had a...
Kobe Walter goes to the line with a chance to tie.
Yep. Baylor's 81% free throw shooter misses two. Clemson's 60% free throw shooter makes both. So, to me, and Clemson this year has had a tendency to blow big leads. And you're sitting there thinking, like, all right, this is how it's going to go. But the team that was, they've been together for a long time. Like, they didn't panic, and they rose above it.
And then Bama beats North Carolina. That's the first number one seed to go down. And there, I think, the biggest story was the one that you already identified. RJ Davis goes 0-of-9 from 3, 4-of-20 from the field. I mean, the guy has been sensational this year. He has never had a game where he has not made a 3. He goes 0-of-9 of 3. 4-of-20 from the field. It's actually kind of given. If I had told you he was going to do that, you would have been.
I would have said, okay, I'm taking Bama money line.
You would surprised they lost by two.
Yeah,
you know. And
I think the other story was Grant Nelson.
Grant Nelson was tremendous. Grant Nelson was absolutely tremendous. 24 points, 12 rebounds, 5 blocks. Gets to the line. Hits his shots when he gets to the line. Down
and
the
missed
stretch,
it when he needed to.
Just kept making big play after big play after big play after big play. And Alabama goes 11 of 26 from 3. Alabama is, I mean, I heard Drew talking about this, and he sounded, you know what, yesterday, because he's on with Jason and John on Thursdays.
Yep.
And he sounded like me as a Bills fan. He said, I'd load up. I'd bet whatever you have on North Carolina. Mm-hmm. You know, there's no way. This Bama team shouldn't have gotten this far. Like, it's amazing they got this far, he said. And but that's a
defense mechanism.
That's a defense mechanism. That was you really probably shouldn't take betting tips from fans of teams, right? They know the team best, but they can either be irrationally in love with the team, failing to see their weaknesses, or they do the other side, irrationally hating the team, terrified and self-protective.
Yeah.
But I don't think most fans of teams, real passionate fans of teams, can be objective. I don't think they give it good advice on their team.
I actually think I would even extend this to people that specifically cover teams for the same reasons that you mentioned.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Yeah, because you see the warts. You see the warts way more than you see other teams.
It's like the player who's been in who's been known as the number one pick for 3 years.
Caleb, you start
and
picking
they get picking them apart.
Yes, 100%.
And so you can't take that. Don't listen to Drew. Don't listen to Drew for betting advice.
Or was he speaking it into existence?
Or he might speaking the contrary. Yes, he's speaking by anyway.
Maybe he wanted a better number.
Here's the other thing, because then what happens is you try to look at these victories and you apply them to see if you can extract some lessons, right, out of this.
Because that's what we do.
Because that's what you do. And the truth of the matter is, it's very hard to do that. Are you supposed to have a team like Bama with three guards that fires it up from three like crazy? Like, is that the team you're supposed to have and can't guard? Like, is that the team you're supposed to have? Or are you supposed to have a deeply experienced team like Clemson with two bigs who are really effective? Experienced guards as well. You're supposed to have a team that gets hot at the end, or should you have teams like Clemson and Alabama, both of which lost three of their last four games and their first game in their conference tournament?
Mm-hmm. And they played this year.
And they also played. Yeah. And so are those teams just like, is, are there, just take those two games. are there, as you start thinking, oh, well, how should Penny be successful? Are there lessons here? Sure. They both have some experienced players who returned. And Alabama chased off a point guard that Penny wanted.
So I don't really think there are lessons from Alabama because I believe Nate Oates is a scheme guy. And I just do not think Penny's a scheme guy.
Right.
Like I will never.
So one lesson could be larger lesson, hire a good scheme guy.
Correct. But I don't also think that Penny's ever going to I'm not in that. But the lesson I do think from Clemson, because you can be Clemson on steroids. Like Clemson has to, Clemson basically, if you're Brad Brunell, you are basically trying to make a run, what, every three, four years? Like, that's how you keep your job, is about every three or four years, right, make a run to the tournament. And then obviously this is like to the max. Like, this is maxing it out. But the lesson is, like, build a team. Build a culture.
Well, that's what John wrote earlier.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, Penny has shown no signs of building a team or a culture. You know what he did? That's not true. He built a team and a culture.
With East kids.
With A-Lo.
Kids that have been with him.
With A-Lo and that, right. That
guys
was
that have
the
been
team
with him for
and
a
the
very
culture,
long time.
Right? That was the team and the culture. And they set the team and the culture, and then he also found some terrifically high character players like DeAndre and Kendrick who fit in, right?
Yeah.
And so
I don't even know if they fit in. They led.
The problem is the East kids who remained this year either weren't good enough or weren't
I'll take this one. I thought Malcolm had a very good year. I do not want Malcolm to be my leader.
No, he was not he did not set the culture.
No.
Let's be honest.
And I was arguing for
suspended.
Malcolm playing more.
He was
before
right.
the suspension, obviously.
So, all right. So, let's go to the next two.
Oh, God.
UConn just beat the hell out of San Diego State.
God, dog, those are good kids.
Oh, they are.
Those are just tremendous kids.
And you know,
high character.
Like, here's the truth. This is the problem with looking at stuff through the prism of the draft, right? Because Klingon did not have a great game.
No.
At all. He was kind of dominated in the first half.
Well, you could tell, like, they did focus on him.
Yes. And he got better. He had more of an impact as the game went along. But they didn't need him to have a good game. But then, you know who was great? Castle.
Mm-hmm.
What a monster he is. Now, he can't shoot, but what a monster he is in terms of rebounding from that position. 11 rebounds, 16 points. Like, he is something. It's hard to know what to do with him because shooting is at such a premium in the NBA. But he's a stud. And then obviously Spencer and Newton, and they are just.
I mean, I could do an hour on how much these kids mean to me.
They are loaded. You did. I heard you talking about this game mm-hmm. yesterday, and you said, "Where do you want to start?" And
mm-hmm.
I don't know who you were talking to. And the question was, "Was the line too big?" And you like,
"Oh, Mark."
Pshaw.
Yeah.
Line's not even close to big enough. Yeah, right. 82-52. There was never a doubt, was there? Your money was safe from the beginning.
The line, like, let's even say you got the worst line, which I think was 12.
It got close in the first half. Yeah.
Yeah, well, it was 9. It was 9 and a half. And by the way, then Dan Hurley, sideline interview. It's going to take a full 20 minutes. That's all I needed to hear. Because I knew he was going to go do some yelling in the locker room. And then to beat them by 21 in the second half. You even have your walk-ons draining threes just to make it hurt a little more. I mean, this game really did boil down to me. I think UConn is every bit as good as they were last year, and I do not think San Diego State was nearly. And what, this was a 20-point game last year. It was a 30-point game this year.
Out-rebounded 50-29. UConn has won its tournament games by an average of 28.7 points.
Yes, and I only have to lay single digits this week.
It is.
Oh, my God, blessed.
Just
God is
rolling.
Good. Easter weekend, no less.
You have to and that's what Easter's all
mm-hmm.
about, right?
UConn has risen indeed.
Illinois beat Iowa State. So the line there
is
8.5.
And then Bama's
UConn
favored by 3.
8.5, and Bama by 3 over Clemson. And so you have the very problematic case of Terrence Shannon.
Uh-huh.
Who's not only still playing while being charged with rape,
playing under an injunction.
Playing under an injunction. I got to play him.
I mean,
got
to
play him. The law.
That's what the court
says. I have to play him. And
that's not what the law says.
But no, we'll get to that. He's not only still playing, he's tremendous.
He's incredible. I mean, there is an argument to be made. If you are just watching this as a gambler, the team that has the guy charged with rape might be the team you should bet on.
How do you?
I mean, that to me speaks of it. Hey, man, we need this guy.
29. Oh yeah, how good he must be, and he was tremendous. 29 points, 5 rebounds,
minus the free throws.
Minus the free throws. 4 of 10 from 3. Yeah, Illinois was 15 of 29 from the free throw line.
Yes,
that was the only thing
that
kept them close.
They were
15 of 29 from the free throw line. So, Terrence Shannon is playing, although he's been charged with rape. There is an injunction.
Mm-hmm.
The injunction does not force a coach to play him or does not force a university.
It says that you can't prevent him from playing.
Right. But that's all. You can, just like you can with any player, you could decide to play them or not play them.
DNP.
You could decide that you want them on to represent your university or to not represent your university. And that is what I do think the place where I go with, you know, this criminal, well, the first one dividing line is, have they actually been charged?
Yes.
Right?
To me, that's the most important question.
Important thing is, have they been charged?
Yes.
If they've been charged, my general rule is you shouldn't play them.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Now, I also have always believed this, that if you knew you as a program will have an idea as to whether your guy is guilty or innocent, right? If you think he's guilty but he hasn't been charged yet, for example,
mm-hmm.
you shouldn't play him, even though he hasn't been charged.
Yeah.
Just like whatever. He missed practice, you don't play him. Whatever. You know, there's all kinds of reasons you don't play someone. You don't need a criminal charge to – so I believe that if you think your guy was, you know, robbing everyone in the dorms
yeah.
and – hasn't been charged, you don't play him, even though he hasn't been charged. There's all kinds of reasons people don't play players who haven't been, quote-unquote, charged with crimes, missed a meeting, you know, whatever else.
And if your star tight end shot someone at a bar, let's just say, for instance, right. in Gainesville?
Right.
Should he still keep playing?
If it's in Gainesville, there's a loophole.
Okay. The Florida Coalition.
So then the question is if you are, and this is, to me, the hard one, if the person has been charged, but you are, and your administration is, after looking into it, completely convinced that the dude is innocent. And not just because he's a great basketball player, right?
It certainly would help.
Can you then play him?
I mean, I guess my one question is, that's not really up for you to decide.
No, but... Well, no, but I do think you say that, but it's not for you up to decide whether he should go to jail or not. But it is, I think, universities make independent judgments about their activities of the players all the time, and they can on these things too. They can say, "Listen, he's."
Well, I mean, they clearly can.
So
he's playing.
But I mean, they make it. You don't need a conviction if someone misses a meeting. Like, you don't need a. You know, you're deciding things all the time as to whether people did something or did not do something. Got in a fight in the locker room. Who hit who? Like, whatever. Who was to blame there? You make
the better
a decision. It is awkward at the very least.
I mean, I guess the way that I would look at it is, do you believe Terrence Shannon's even on Illinois if he's not good? Like, let's say if Terrence Shannon is a walk-on, is he playing?
No, and I don't know anything. Yeah, No, he's not playing. And I wonder if the NCAA is like...
quietly rooting for Bama?
Is
By the way,
Illinois is going to be playing UConn.
I'm sorry.
If they're
playing UConn.
If they're delighted that they're playing UConn, well, that'll end that. Like, you know, that should put an end to that, which you would think it should, right? You would think it should. So there you go.
You know where I stand.
Tonight we've got North Carolina State at Marquette. That is Marquette favored by 6.5. Gonzaga, Purdue favored by 5.5. Duke, Houston. Houston favored by 4.5.
Go Cougs.
Go Duke.
Mm-hmm.
And Creighton, Tennessee favored by 2.5. About which of those do you have the most conviction? Just take W's and L's for first.
So I'm kind of torn here. I think the one that I have the most conviction of, it scares me though, is Houston. Because John Shire, one of the softest basketball players these two eyes have ever watched, and his team is very soft. I got to think the last thing I'd want to see with a soft team is Houston, who's just going
to
sit there.
Well, that's why it's the perfect test. Now, I was listening to John on Field of 68 just mocking Duke, just mocking the idea that Duke could stand up to the ferocity that is Houston.
I'm not there.
Right?
I think they for sure
can stand up. He is just like mocking the idea. Yeah, they're gonna get their ass kicked. Honestly, like I'm it's funny cuz I always hated Duke. Like when you either like Duke or you hate Duke, just like you either like Kentucky or you hate Kentucky. Yeah. Like there's teams that you like the Yankees or whatever.
You got
else.
An opinion on them.
Duke is one of those teams. Yeah. Even when I was married to a Dukie, I would not root for Duke.
Respect.
Maybe that was should have been a signal.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now that my kid goes to Duke, he is a senior at Duke. This is his last.
John Shire apologized to him.
Go round, did he? Apologize to the seniors?
Yeah, after the Carolina loss at home.
Oh, that they didn't lose.
Yeah.
So I am very clearly.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, I paid all the tuition I need to pay now.
That's a key distinction.
They've
got a lot of your money.
100% pro Duke. And I think that if you're Duke, Houston's the matchup you kind of want.
Because if you can outshoot them, you can score.
You can outshoot them, you can outscore them, and you know what? They've been called soft. I think they know they're being called soft, right?
I don't think you can just decide to be tough.
Why can't you decide to be tough? Man up, bow up.
Right.
Why don't you can't you know what you're gonna you are going to be faced with your it's your biggest weakness. You have to face your biggest weakness and face it head on. Out tough the Cougs.
Yes. So the reason why I don't believe you can just decide to be tough, like the way that it was put to me by one of my friends that's in coaching.
Decide to be tough is what I'm suggesting.
Kelvin Sampson only recruits you if you've been suspended from school for a fight. Duke is not recruiting that. You don't decide to be tough. People are tough or they're not.
You know what you do? You punch that bully in the face.
Yeah. You stand up to
him. You stand up to that bully, and then you see who backs down.
I cannot believe I'm about to say this, though. The second game that I have the most conviction in, let me do this for all of our friends out there. I really, 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 I can't find.
You like Tennessee? I like Tennessee.
This scares me now.
Well,
I believe in them.
They can guard, and you know what? They had their awful game and survived it.
And on top of that, Creighton should be done.
Creighton should be done. Oregon should have taken care of Creighton.
Yes. And Akron played them
well, that's the other
way too tough. Now, with that being said, congratulations to Creighton and their Elite Eight berth. Because that's how I feel.
That's how you feel about congratulations. Oh, and they're I see. Now that you feel that strongly about Tennessee,
you're thinking
Creighton is...
Correct.
Yeah. All right, and then Gonzaga-Purdue.
I lean Purdue simply because I...
Is that Purdue laying the points?
If you made me, I'd lay it. My thing with Gonzaga is Having consumed their product since 2007, I can safely say I think this is the worst Gonzaga team that I've seen, at least in a decade. Further, I think we might be giving them a little too much credit for beating Kansas, who was just begging to be put down.
They're literally their coach said,
I've been thinking about
next year
for months now,
yeah. Getting this thing over.
Correct. Now, that was fun. And the fact that Gonzaga's in the Sweet 16, like, congrats.
Again?
Correct. Was 9 straight years. That's insane to even think about. But I lean towards Purdue on that one because this feels like oh, man, got to watch out for Gonzaga. They figured it out. I don't know how they're going to stop Edie.
And then NC State's little...
Don't ask me on that. I can't get on the right side. Since, like, February, I can't get on the right side of NC State. You know what I mean? Like, when I trust them, they lose. When I fade them, they win and spit in my face. I have no idea.
It is another big day of sports because we got all those games. And then the Redbirds are opening today, by the way. 25th season as the Redbirds here. And that is at AutoZone Park this afternoon. It's a opening day is always fun. Tim Buckley has a nice column up at the Daily Memphian about talking to Craig Unger about the financing stuff. Because here's the truth. The one thing I didn't, during all our discussions about this stadium, as we talked about, FedEx Forum and we talked about the Liberty Bowl, in a way, AutoZone Park and particularly the soccer stadium almost became punchlines, you know, like, they're never going to get any money. Who cares about them? Right.
Yeah, I think it's safe to say at best afterthoughts, at worst punchlines.
Yeah, but it wasn't even just that they were afterthoughts. It was like, come on, man, they're not getting any money. Who wants a soccer? Like, and that was demeaning to once upon a time, when the Redbirds, when Dean Jernigan built that place down on the corner of 3rd and Union, it was, and it remains, a stunningly beautiful stadium. It needs a lot of upkeep now, but it remains a stunningly beautiful stadium. And it was at a time when this city had lost its AA team to Jackson, Tennessee.
Yeah. That's something that happened.
That really happened. They were moving out of Memphis and were moving to Jackson, Tennessee. It's not like this wasn't just, plus, by the way, the Titans/Oilers had picked Nashville over Memphis or whatever, had picked Nashville. And now you have the Chicks moving to Jackson, Tennessee. And it was really important to build that place. And it has been a absolute hallmark of the city at 3rd and Union. It remains a gorgeous place. I've said it before. When people walked in for the first time, way back when, they would say things like, I can't believe this is in Memphis.
I was at the first game.
The Cardinals exhibition. Mark McGwire did not play.
No.
But he was there.
Yeah, he waved.
He was there. He waved. And it was a sensational. It was like, I can't believe it. Which, by the way, tells you what people thought, Memphians thought about Memphis at the time.
Absolutely.
That something this beautiful could be, this must be some other city we're in, because nothing this beautiful happens here. It was at the start of the wave of things that helped change the way Memphians thought about their city and put a spring in the civic step and everything else. And it remains an important hallmark, an important, you know, right there at 3rd and Union. It has to be occupied. They've got to figure out ways to pay for the upkeep that needs to happen. Now, the soccer stadium is a trickier proposition because I gather that minor league baseball has a rule that you're not going to be allowed to share soccer and baseball stadiums. I think that's where the rule comes from. And so who knows what's going to happen to 901
FC. I think that was
FC.
A USL rule.
Was it a USL rule?
That's a USL rule, but then now USL.
Is it being softened? Being squishy? Is it squishy now? If you want to see some baseball, it's on today at AutoZone Park. We got Jason Smith coming up next, Chris Harrington after that. I will remind you, tomorrow, Robert Irwin Jewelers in Bartlett is having a 6-hour 60% off sale. It's their Bartlett location, and it is everything, not up to 60% off. It is everything 60% off. That includes engagement rings. That includes designer jewelry. That includes all brand watches. That includes bracelets and earrings and necklace and gemstones. All 60% off for 6 hours at Robert Irwin Jewelers. The store in Bartlett is at the corner of Bartlett Boulevard and Stage Road. It's right there next to Kroger. For complete details, go online to rijewelers.com. Jason Smith, when he returns, Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jake from State Farm. I'm winning. I finally cleaned my house, so I'm breaking out my new tropical room spray.
Keep winning and create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. It's like your own personal paradise.
Ooh, hey, grab me a coconut water.
Bundling, just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Old Man Winter here. One more snowstorm.
Not a chance, Mr. Winter. It's spring.
It's also time for the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all our award-winning Hyundai models, all backed by America's Best Warranty. Hurry in. These deals won't last at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Hey, Mid-South, it's springtime, so let's celebrate with the Gossett Mitsubishi Motor Spring Sales Event. Time to go spring breaking with 43 MPG Highway. Do it right with 2024 Mitsubishi Mirage. We Gossett for only $19,110 or $259 a month. Go your own way in style with 2024 Mitsubishi Eclipse Cross. We Gossett, $30,150 or $449 a month. Or hit the road in 2024 Mitsubishi Outlander SE, $36,165 or $399. $99.99 a month. Plus, every Gossett Mitsubishi comes with Mitsubishi's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. That's Gossett Mitsubishi, 1870 Covington Pike, and 24/7 at MemphisMitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we Gossett and Gossett Motor Cars.
Mirage RHW6614, MSRP 1916, Eclipse RZO32749, MSRP 30,650, Outlander RZO12807, MSRP 36165. Includes all rebates and incentives, PF695, excludes tax title and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through end of the month with approved credit, dealer stock only.
The laundry room. For as long as I can remember, this was the only place to get a good Wi-Fi connection. Until we got Xfinity. Now we have Wi-Fi all over the house. So, you're probably wondering why I'm still hanging out in here, when I could be happily streaming in the attic, basement, or literally any other room. Well, the truth is, it's warm in here. And I like the smell of dryer sheets.
Get out of here, weirdo.
Hey, close the door. You're letting cool air in.
That's wall-to-wall Wi-Fi with Xfinity. Now through April 21st, get started with 300 megabit internet for $35 a month for 12 months with a one-year contract and get free Wi-Fi equipment included for a year. Plus, ask how you can save 40% over T-Mobile in your first year. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. Actual speeds vary. Compares Xfinity Connect More Internet against T-Mobile Home Internet at $60 per month. Regular pricing applies after promo period.
If you've tried to buy a Rolex watch lately, you know how difficult it is. New models are in rare supply. Some jewelers put you on wait lists. Others make you buy their other jewelry at inflated prices just to be considered for a Rolex purchase. Well, that's all changed now that Genesis Diamonds has arrived. Genesis Diamonds is the premier dealer of luxury pre-owned Rolex timepieces. People who come in are shocked to see Daytonas, Hulks, Submariners, Pepsis, Datejusts, all the hard-to-find Rolex watches ready to wear today. At Genesis, we've used our worldwide connections to find only the first luxury pre-owned Rolexes, immaculate, pristine watches, fairly priced with no strings attached and with flexible financing options. So enough with the wait list and the retail jeweler games. Get the Rolex of your dreams today at Genesis Diamonds. And if you already have a Rolex and are interested in trading up, we also have Rolex buyers on site every day. Just another example of how we're forever changing the jewelry landscape here. Genesis Diamonds, official jeweler of the Tennessee Titans at Poplar and Perkins Extended.
In this market, you'll find Fisher Investments is different than other money managers.
Different how? Aren't we all just looking for the hottest stocks?
Nope. We use diversified strategies to position our clients' portfolios for their long-term goals.
You don't just provide cookie-cutter portfolios?
No. We tailor our clients' portfolios to their goals and needs.
But you still sell investments that generate high commissions for you, right?
No, we don't sell commission-based products. We're a fiduciary, the highest standard of care for a financial advisor. It means we're obligated to act in our clients' best interest.
So when do you make more money? Only when your clients make more money?
Yep, we have one transparent management fee structured, so we do better when our clients do better.
Sounds like you really look out for your clients.
We do, because our priority is helping them achieve a comfortable retirement. That might be why most of our clients come from other money managers. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments. Clearly, different money management.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
Springtime is project time. Let Waste Connections handle the cleanup for you. From construction projects to move-outs, storm damage debris, roofing material removals, to any debris you got, we'll take care of it. No cleanup job is too big or too small. Waste Connections. We see trash, we pick it up. Call us at 901-398-5400. Mention 92.9 and we'll even give you a discount. That's Waste Connections, 901-398-5400.
I'm Bob Burke, founder and chairman of Burke America Parts Group, a family of brands that includes RepairClinic.com, an appliance and HVAC parts solution company that's grown into an international brand. Before AmericanEagle.com, we partially launched a new technology platform developed by another firm. American Eagle helped take our technology to a whole new level with digital marketing, software development, and business insights into our key markets, appliances, HVAC, and outdoor power equipment, and did so both on time and on budget. AmericanEagle.com has the resources, experience, and talent needed to produce solutions. Our new technology platform developed by AmericanEagle.com has produced tremendous results with higher traffic, conversion, engagement, and online revenue. If you have any home repairs you need to take care of, check us out at RepairClinic.com. If you need a world-class website or technology project, then I would highly recommend AmericanEagle.com.
Call AmericanEagle.com at 773-NETWORK. That's AmericanEagle.com, 773-NETWORK.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love with the free Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams with Odyssey, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download the free Odyssey app today.
Hey, Howie, what's going on at the Robert Irwin Jewelers Bartlett location this Saturday?
The six-hour 60% off sale.
60% off? You mean up to 60% off?
No, let me clear this up. It's not up to. It is 60% off. Between the hours of 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. this Saturday, you could get 60% off anything that's in our showcases.
This Saturday only at Robert Irwin Jewelers located in Bartlett.
It's a legit 60% off sale. Do not miss it.
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Back at the Jeff Calkins Show. Joined now by Jason Smith. Jason and John every single day from 11 until 2. Jason, what do you all eat for Easter?
Ham.
Ham. You're solidly ham. Deviled
lots
eggs?
Lots of ham. Yeah, Faith does fantastic deviled eggs. And so we get those. We get those done by her, but she'll usually go out and grab some sliced ham She heard you talking about all candied up. She doesn't like it all candied up. She was listening to you as well with me. We were both, because it's Good Friday, so she's right. off. So, and she loves listening to Jeff Calkins' show.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, but she did. She kind of pushed back a little bit on on your love of the candied ham.
It's just because I don't love ham.
I like it a little sweet, but I don't need a whole extra. I don't want it tasting like a.
Would you ever pick, if you, let's just take in a sandwich, would you ever take a ham sandwich over a turkey sandwich?
All day.
Really?
All freaking day. And for me, it's the smell of the two. Now, I'm a little different. I'm a guy that's big on smell.
Ham. Yeah.
And if you open up that turkey, especially that leftover turkey, the two smells, I'll take the ham smell
ham
over
all
the
day.
Turkey smell.
Ham is
all
sharp.
All day long.
Ham is sharp.
You ever had yours done in when my sister-in-law comes down from Chicago, she does it in orange juice. A little bit of juice does that ham in. Oh my gosh. Sometimes I've had a little pineapple-y too. You know, not too much, but just the right amount.
Oh,
so savory, Jeff. Delicious.
Delicious. Delicious. Delicious, delicious yeah. ham.
Well, I don't say it as well as you do. Yeah.
John Martin hates watching Clemson play, evidently. He was so angry.
Oh, he's a freaking hater. I tried to bring up the chance for him to pick. I said, what kind of chance does Clemson have here? Because, you know, I really love Shefflin. I love PJ.
Yeah.
I love their script. He just shot me down. Oh, there's no chance in hell. And then what happens? The man that he loved all year long, Caleb Love, said he'd take him his first, second, third, fourth, fifth favorite player in college basketball. What's crazy, you pointed
Ofer.
Out, in the same building, Crypto, he and RJ both go 0 of 9 from 3. Probably the worst shooting days, or at least of both of them's career. I mean, RJ was like 4 of 20 for Carolina, and I think Caleb went up like 5 of 18, but both 0 of 9 from 3 in the same damn building. I mean, for RJ particularly, it's like you could feel him. Like, he's yelling at the basketball guys.
Right.
He cannot believe he's having this game. And then, you know, at the end, it's him missing. It's Bacot fumbling away balls, missing dunks. And my gosh, if this Grant Nelson dude just doesn't kick in the door. I mean, it felt like one man down the stretch was
tremendous.
Beating North Carolina. Grant Nelson comes out of nowhere and just goes nuts. The dude shot like 28-29% from three. Goes 2 for 2 from three. He's hitting every. He's getting blocks, Jeff. And that's what the tournament does, man. It opens you up to.
Well, that's the thing. You wouldn't
these
take
heroic performances, yeah, man. I mean, Grant Nelson with this mustache that you're just screaming at. You want him to shave it off. You know, he doesn't look like the type of guy that's going to take over a ball game against the one seed. And it just his performance. His performance just shocked the mess. He did everything right down the stretch. It felt like it was Grant Nelson versus UNC and Grant Nelson taking him down those last, I don't know, 5-6 minutes.
It is the nature of the tournament, obviously, right? Like, in a 7-game series, would you take UNC over Bama, and would you take Arizona over Clemson? But that one's close, honestly. Clemson is tough. John may hate watching him play. But we saw exactly in Memphis last night.
Yeah, I like the toughness. And you got to credit their guards for making the plays down the stretch as much as we've talked about their front line and everything else. Their guards made the plays, and it was supposed to be Arizona's guards that were going to be the difference. And so I'm not sitting here going rah-rah for Clemson, but Arizona's left to pick up the pieces again, same old story, and a Clemson team that wasn't supposed to be here gets to advance through. That's the good stuff
so
in the tournament.
You're going to have
a little less chalk. I'm fine with that. A little less chalk. Yeah.
The thing is, though, you're going to have Clemson or Bama, one of those two, in the final four.
Just give me Bama, I guess. I'm Nate Oates now. Not a huge fan of it. You know, Nate Oates, the coach, clearly. I mean, this is just their second Elite Eight. In school history, what he's done in terms of making Bama care about basketball is pretty darn tremendous. But in terms of the game itself, just give me Bama there. I'm more.
Does it
interested.
Diminish the Final Four having one of those two in it? You know,
no,
neither.
No,
one, no.
Last year was the one where it was just crazy. We're going to have enough of the big brands this year.
Right.
Even with North Carolina out, we'll still have enough of that. That'll be fine.
So were you on the Donovan Clingan to the Grizzlies train? And did last night's performance, if so, did last night's performance, which wasn't awful but was not particularly distinguished, did it cause you to have any second thoughts?
I've been completely riding a different train, Jeff, in the sense that I've been riding the Take a Reed Shepherd train, replace Luke Kennard with him,
use that
allow that to go get you a veteran big, because I would just prefer, again, especially next year, the year if you want a veteran big in there, if you can have it. Listen, I'm not saying, you know, if it doesn't line up, don't go get you, you know, a rookie big, and that can't work. But is that rookie big going to be ready for the playoffs? Because that's what it's all about for me next year. Is he going to be ready to start next to Jaren? I don't want Brandon Clark and Jaren starting it off. I mean, I don't want that much pressure on Brandon Clark coming back. I want a veteran big in there, and Brandon Clark comfortably in that sixth spot. And I think, you know, the way you can really perhaps do that most efficiently is if you, you know, with the money, with Kennard and everything else, you know, gives you that flexibility to then hopefully go out and get a, you don't have to go get the star big, but I think that helps you. It frees up some things. And I think Reed Shepherd can be a Luke Kennard or perhaps one that's at least a little bit better on the defensive end, where he's not such a liability, you know, on a rookie deal. You know, a guy like that.
He was truly woeful against Oakland. Truly.
He was. No, listen, you're going to see that in college basketball. I mean, look at Caleb Love last night. Right. I mean, that's a guy who, has he even improved his stock? That's what I was asking John. It doesn't look like it, you know, from that point. And guys are going to have, but again, the beauty of that is, you know, Reed Shepherd, now with what you found, a rookie in sort of in that Kennard spot, that's fine, because how dependent are you going to be on that spot now? You found Vince Williams. Maybe you found a guy who can play in the playoffs in G.G. Jackson. Like, you've got other options now where you could bring him along. But what he really helps you on is with that rookie deal. And again, in an 82-game season, yeah, you can find out what he is. I just like that.
I won't hate that either.
You can play a rookie big and get him ready. But to me, it's all about the playoffs. And whether it's Kennard or Reed Shepherd, the likelihood is those guys weren't going to play anyway. I mean, finding Kennard spots in the playoffs because of what a minus defender he was, places to play him was tough. That's the conundrum with Kennard. And so maybe you've got something different, maybe not. But the beauty of it is you should be deep enough next year that, listen, with a veteran center in there, I mean, it's go time, you know, bounce back time.
John also chortled at the idea that Duke could stand up to Houston. Are you similarly chortling at the idea?
I'm kind of with him on that one. I just think it's just another level in terms of what Houston is playing for with the Reggie Chaney thing, with the way they just feel like that their DNA is a part of Kelvin's DNA, all of it together. You know, I did question coming off of last weekend, is there going to be enough in the tank? You know, they had a walk-on out there shooting free throws at the end of that game, but again, with the extra day to, you know, the extra day to recover, you know, it's not like they're deep. I mean, they can't afford to have four starters foul out again, but it just feels like they're playing something bigger. And yes, they're a physically much tougher team that you figure is going to, you know, very early on throw that blow. And I'm not sure Duke, you know, whether it's Kyle or who, I'm just not sure that they're the kind of players that can withstand the sort of punch that Houston delivers. Maybe they'll shock me, but I'm with John on this one.
It will be nice to see Filipowski, you know, in this kind of game, you know, because he's a guy who...
He gets frustrated, man. I don't, you know, we kind of glossed over the tripping incident and everything else.
No, that was ugly.
I wonder what, right, under this that kind of pressure all game where he's getting knocked on, pushed around, you know, how's he going to respond? You know, it'd be great if he plays through it and is strong through it. I mean, that'll tell you something about his
NBA
pedigree, what he
could be.
It's nice
to see him tested. Jared McCain's another one. If he can have anything close to the tournament that he's been having against Houston tonight.
If I'm Kelvin, I'm like, get under Kyle's skin. Because, again, whether, you know, that little bit of Grayson Allen in him, you know, see what you can pull. If you play him tough, you're on him at all times, try to get under his skin and see what happens. That'd be my game plan for old Kyle Filipowski.
All right, how you feeling about your Cubs this?
Well, we lost. I mean, it's over. We're all 0-1. It was 4-3 or whatever. I actually watched 3-4-5 innings of it. We lost our dang day one starter to a hamstring injury like four or five innings in. I mean, it's just typical Cubs luck. I'm trying to learn, you know, about my starting rotation and everything else. And there on day one, we're losing our day one starter. So,
well, that's tough.
Yeah, I was.
Talk to Jeffrey about how tough it is. He had a tough one.
I was really, well, Miles Michaelis, I mean, that guy's going to torture me forever. But I was ready to congratulate the Cubs on winning the division, and then they lost in extras.
And then we lost, exactly. So. It's probably going to be Milwaukee or Cincinnati, depending on for a winning.
Thank you, Jason. Appreciate it.
Take care. Happy Easter, bro.
Happy Easter. Jeffrey, how are you feeling about your Cardinals and their smashing debut last night?
Yeah, I mean, playing the Dodgers is, I mean, you know, you're not going to L.A.
They're rolling out the blue carpet there.
I mean, the problem
they didn't seem to be too disturbed by Ohtani's recent transgressions.
No, and I have noticed.
Ovation after, which that's always happens. Ovation after ovation after ovation.
Not only that, I told Mark this. I've noticed some new advertisements in Dodger Stadium. You got like Toyo Tires.
Oh, yeah.
You've got a few Asian airlines. Like, oh, they are about to cash in.
Cash in. The interesting thing, though, once again, like the games, you had a game that was 203, you had a game that was 223, you had a game that was 229. Baseball really has, after sticking their heels in the mud for forever.
For sure.
It has changed.
And it's such a better product now.
It is so much better now. You know who's good? Baltimore.
I mean, there's legitimate, like, World Series buzz.
Yeah. I think it's one reason I would not. Well, we talked yesterday about whether you're taking the Dodgers or the field.
Yeah.
No, I'll take the field. Thank you very much. Coming up next, Chris Harrington. Talk to Chris Harrington about ham versus lamb. and Easter candy and other important matters. And Donovan Klingon, mm-hmm. and who knows what else. Before then, I will tell you that gambling, you hear about it everywhere these days. And most people who gamble do it for fun. Some even make some money. If you are one of the 5% that struggle, the Gambling Clinic would be the place to contact. The Gambling Clinic, it's over at the University of Memphis. It's been there since 1999. They have literally helped hundreds of people. They set up individual, confidential meetings with addiction experts. They're not anti-gambling, but they know that some people struggle. And so if it's having an impact on you financially, if it's having an impact on your relationships, or someone you love, that is who I would reach out and get in touch with. I know some of the folks over there. They're terrific. They've been doing this for a long time. It is theglamblingclinic.com. Got to take a break. Chris coming up next. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
It's time to discover your new Kia at Gossett Kia on the Pike. And there's never been a better time to drive off in your new Kia. Make it happen today in a 2024 Kia Forte LXS. 41 mpg, 219 a month. How about sporty 2024 Kia Sportage LX? We Gossett, 289 a month. Both $34.99 to its signing. And get rugged in 2024 Kia Telluride LX. $429 a month. $39.99 to its signing, all 36-month lease. So call Bobby J to put you in a new Kia today. That's Gossett Kia, 1900 Covington Pike, or online anytime at KiaCovingtonPike.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All 650 acquisition fee, 30,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage. Forte RE72, $39.85, MSRP 22320. Sportage R7, $24.76.40, MSRP 29635. Telluride RG 49.99.63, MSRP 41,005. Includes all rebates and incentives. Must finance through Hyundai. Excludes tax on a license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 4-1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.